It's 6 o'clock, and it's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. Kenneth Hill is my name. I am the host of our prayer time get-together. We call it prayer time for a number of reasons. Number one, that's what it used to be called a long time ago and still is. So it's the name we've had on it for a long time. And it's more than just prayer. We talk. We have some scripture. We talk about the scripture. We talk about prayer requests and we pray. And we've had a number of folks with family issues calling and being concerned and having us being praying for them. And so we have been, especially over the Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, with Christmas coming up, we'll have a lot of prayer requests, I think, for family issues during the Christmas holidays as well. And we're thankful that we can be of service. You can send us your prayer request on our website at whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Have you given much thought to peace? And what is peace? Do we have peace on the earth today? What is peace by best definition? Is it absence of conflict? Or is it more than just absence of conflict? Of course, I take the position that peace is much more than the absence of conflict. I think that peace is that deep, settled understanding that we have in Christ Jesus when we are in Him. You can't find peace, I don't think, in the United Nations or in NATO or in any kind of league with other entities. If you go to Belgium, and you go to Brussels and the European Union headquarters, I don't think you're going to find peace there any more than you'll find it in Washington or New York City or any of the capitals of the world. Real peace is not found very often in the world. It is found in those who follow Jesus Christ. According to the dictionary, peace is the freedom from war, a treaty or agreement to end war, freedom from public disturbance, law and order, harmony, calm, quiet. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah said that God will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on Him. That means they're continually centered upon God Almighty, Isaiah 26:3. It may sound simple, but have you tried to place your mind completely and thoroughly focused upon God Almighty? You see, it's impossible, really. Without the working of the Holy Spirit, it becomes impossible. The Word of God, the Bible gives us, of course, the greatest insight of anything into finding out where we can get peace. In the birth of Christ, when Christ was announced by the angel, we were told in Luke 2:14, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And of course, as I've already said, that's the secret to having real peace. It's knowing Jesus Christ. And so the appearance of Jesus Christ, the appearance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, brings real peace. You know, Christ did come to the earth, but there's still an absence of peace. So what's wrong? We know that God did his part. Jesus Christ did his part. He was manifested in this world. But man, as a humankind, has failed to do his part, that is, to accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, the only way to peace, the only way to forgiveness, the only way to salvation, the only way to God the Father and eternity with him. And so we will not know peace until we know Jesus Christ. My friend, I trust that you know the peace that comes with knowing Jesus Christ. If you don't, today is the day that you should bow your knee, figuratively or literally, and pray to God, asking forgiveness of your sins through the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross at Calvary. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth of your word, especially as it relates to our topic of peace. We thank you that the Prince of Peace lives within our hearts when we have placed our faith in him. And Lord, we don't have much of this world's goods in which to show the things that are ours. We don't have much to work with, as the world would see, but we have the peace that passeth all understanding, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Father, I will pray that you would help these that are searching, that are seeking, help them to find the peace that they can only find in Christ. Now, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your bountiful provisions for us. We thank you for these dear friends that have called us in the last couple of weeks, asking us to be praying for them. And Lord, we do continue to pray for them. We ask you to be in charge of their lives and provision for them. We thank you for that. And Father, we do ask for your provision for WHCB as well, that we might pay the bills, do the work that you would have us to do. And we thank you. We thank you for the strength that you give us, the provision that you give us. We give you praise. Now we ask you to use us for your honor and glory today. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.